Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Joe Biden decided to have a press conference weeks and weeks after the Chinese spy balloon that he shot down after it had successfully accomplished its mission of gathering intelligence on the United States of America and our most important military bases. He decided to have a press conference to let you know what's really going on. It didn't go very well. Why? Because Joe Biden had to admit that we actually probably recently just shot down a bunch of random crap, including some kids' science projects, because we're trying to look like we're tough on China. But things got really interesting at the end of the press conference when one of the members of the media got to ask a very quick question. Listen carefully.
Is China compromised by your family's business relationships?
Sir, Mr. President, there is
give me a break, man.
Did you overreact?
Mr. President, there's been criticism that this was an overreaction that was done because of political pressure.
I can't. You come to my office and ask the question. We have more polite people with you.
Mr. President.
You can come to my office and you can ask a question with some more polite people. What was not polite? They asked him if he was compromised by China and his Chinese business dealings because of his lack of response to China. And in this press conference, there was still no warning to China to stop sending these damn spy balloons into the United States of America, which is what obviously spurred on the question. Now, I'm going to play for you in a moment more of this press conference, but let's go back into this narrative that Biden telling the press, give me a break. He then stomps off, doesn't answer any other questions about the spy balloon when pressed on his family's China business dealings. He was angry because he just did this big press conference. And he said in this press conference that, well, we want to compete with China. We don't want them to be our adversary. Well, China has decided we clearly are their adversary. They've decided that we are a country they want to whoop up on. And Republicans say Biden can't properly confront China on issues ranging from fentanyl and COVID-19 origins to a surveillance balloon that traveled across the entire country because of his family's financial links to Chinese state entities. Now, I say this and I'll say it again. Please share all this intel that we're giving you today on this so you understand what's actually going on. The media, again, is not going to cover any of this. So share this, put it up on social media, share a podcast. Quote, is your ability to deal with China compromised by your family's business relationships with China? President Biden, a reporter for the Post, asked following the 7-minute address on the Chinese balloon and the subsequent shoot down of 3 yet to be identified objects, which we now actually believe at least one of them was a school project. Is your ability to deal with China compromised by your family's business relationships? That is a fair question. At least 4 other reporters shouted questions at the president who would not face the press and answer questions and hasn't done this for nearly 6 days. Biden chose to answer only the Post question by saying his classic line, "Give me a break, man," with his dismissive laugh. If there's anything he's good at, it's that. Two American TV journalists and a reporter for Polish and Japanese outlets proceeded to pepper Biden with a lot of questions, with the Post blatantly adding, "Does your son still co-own a company with Chinese government entities?" Why is that question relevant? It is because in the filings, the financial filings for CEFE, the Chinese communist oil giant, you know, energy company, that it shows that still Hunter Biden has a financial interest in the company. That's based on their financial filings. Now, the White House has claimed that he has divested all of his foreign investments. The financial filings of CFE say that's a lie. All right, let me just take a quick pause here. And I do want to tell you about our friends at Augusta Precious Metals. If you've been saving for a long time for retirement, you know that you need to protect your money. And one way to do that is with a gold IRA. I'm excited about telling you about a company that I actually use. I have actually worked with Augusta Precious Metals. They are different because they will even tell you if a gold IRA isn't your answer. They give you just the facts. Now, Augusta Precious Metal is all about protecting your IRA and your 401k. They're great people, a great conservative company. They're great people at a great conservative company. They understand right now that it's crazy with our economy, and it's extremely important, especially if you're close to retirement, to protect your assets because there's no time to make up losses. So if you've saved $100,000 or more, then you should take a look at their free guide, and you should really sign up for something that I've done. It's a web conference where you talk to a top individual about gold IRAs and your 401k. Check them out and get the peace of mind that you're protecting your hard-earned assets when you get really close to retirement. 877-4, the number 4, gold IRA. 877-4, gold IRA. Or visit them online at AugustaPreciousMetals.com. Say I sent you, and they will pay your fees for up to 10 years. That's AugustaPreciousMetals.com, 877-4, gold IRA. Now, Biden said with his apparent disdainful hand gesture towards the Post reporters, "You can come to my office and ask a question when you have more polite people with you." It's common practice, by the way, for reporters to loudly shout questions at a president. Journalists standing near NBC News' Peter Alexander, who was 25 feet from the New York Post, said it appeared Biden was trying to call on him. Biden granted an exclusive interview to Peter Alexander moments after the chaotic event ended. Why? Because he knew that that wasn't going to come up. Biden also did say to Peter Alexander, adding this, quote, "I think the last thing the Chinese President Xi wants is to fundamentally rip the relationship with the United States and me." I kind of disagree with that. If that was true, then why would they be sending the spy balloon and impacting foreign relations in such a damning way just days before your Secretary of State, Anthony Blinken, was supposed to meet with the Chinese government in China? The Biden family, by the way, and this is not up for debate, this is a fact, has had two major relationships with Chinese state-linked companies. In each instance, President Biden allegedly was directly involved based on the communications that we have seen. Quote, "When you look at the Biden balloon that came across the country for a week, you look at how he changed from calling China an adversary and confronting China, as President Trump did, to calling China a partner and, even in this press conference, called him a competitor. How much has that has been influenced by the Biden's family corrupt business deals?" That's what Representative Bob Good, a Republican, Virginia, said in response to his press conference yesterday. We also know that it's not a little bit of money that we're talking about here. It's insane amounts of money. Business records show that Hunter Biden, again, these are on their business records, still holds a 10% stake in the Chinese state-backed BHR Partners, which says it manages $2.1 billion in assets. $2.1 billion in assets. 10% of that Chinese state-backed BHR Partners is owned by Hunter Biden. Despite his father's insistence there would be no family business related conflicts of interest during his presidency. We now know that is also a lie. Hunter co-funded BHR Partners in 2013. Within weeks of then joining Vice President Biden aboard Air Force Two on an official government trip to Beijing, Hunter introduced his dad, we also know, to the BHR CEO, Jonathan Lee. And Joe Biden later wrote college recommendations letters for Lee's children in the United States of America. Hunter Biden's attorney, Chris Clark, said in late 2021 that the BHR stake had been divested, but neither he nor the White House has provided further information on that transaction. Joe Biden also was allegedly involved in Hunter and his first brother James Biden venture with CEFE China Energy, a firm reputed to be a cog in Beijing's Belt and Road foreign influence campaign. We have a May 13th, 2017 email recovered from Hunter Biden's laptop that says, quote, the big guy would get 10% of that deal. Now, let me also remind you that former Hunter Biden whistleblower and former business partner Tony Bobulinski has said multiple times that he discussed the deal with Joe Biden personally. This is the same guy that sat down with the FBI. Both Bobulinski and another former Hunter Biden partner, James Galar, also identified Joe Biden as the big guy. So this is two people now that work directly with the Biden crime family who have both now come out as whistleblowers and have said the big guy is the president of the United States of America, Joe Biden. It doesn't stop there, folks. We now know this. Hunter and Jim Biden, the same guy that just did a $140 million deal with the Saudis under his, well, former vice president brothers, you know, hey, you go make us some cash for the Biden crime family. We talked about that just a couple of days ago. We now know that Hunter and Jim Biden earned a combined $4.8 million from CEFE China Energy in 2017 and 2018, according to the Washington Post review of Hunter Biden's laptop documents. There's also an October 2017 email that identifies Joe Biden as a participant in a call. This is the president, the current president, was a participant in a call about CEFEs. This is the Communist Chinese government, right? This is a government-owned agency and their attempt to purchase U.S. natural gas. This also comes after we know that there's another problem here. And that is that the same brother, James Biden, right, of Joe Biden, the president, and his son were trying to give them natural gas that came and rights in Louisiana in a big deal. This also comes after we found out that our strategic oil reserves were raided to artificially decrease the price of gas before the last election cycle, the midterm election. And they filled a tanker. And where did it go? Directly to the company CEFE China Energy from our oil reserves. So we're supposed to be lowering the price for Americans. And our oil went to CEFE, the same company that apparently Hunter Biden still has a financial stake in it.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Biden says that the three UFOs that they've shot down have not had any relation to the Chinese program. Those are his words in this press conference. Seems pretty interesting that when it's a Chinese balloon, we don't shoot down until after it's done what it needed to do. And only are we shooting down kids' science projects? One of the projects, and I just have to tell you about this because it truly is amazing that we're even having this conversation right now. It's like it's totally insane, because if I didn't actually have this to report, I wouldn't believe it, okay? Biden let an actual Chinese spy balloon cross 2,000 miles of American airspace untouched. Now, he fakes that he's being tough on China by shooting down what apparently was a $12, listen carefully, a $12 science program from the, I kid you not, Northern Illinois Bottle Cap Balloon Brigade. So the president is showing a powerful determination with F-16s and F-22 Raptors that we're, if you're in a high school science club and you're trying to evade America, we'll blow you out of the sky. If you're an actual Chinese confirmed balloon, we won't touch you until after you have a successful mission. If that doesn't tell you how compromised this president is, I don't know what else I can show you or explain to you can do convince you of this, because at this point, you're just an idiot. There's bigger issues here, too, and it explains a lot of it. Biden has not stood up to China on the origins of COVID-19. He's totally looked the other way and said, we're not going to go there. He has refused to stand up to China on the amount of fentanyl that's coming in from China. The majority of fentanyl actually comes from China, and then it goes to the drug cartels in Mexico. They finish up the manufacturing, or in some cases, they get the final product already, and then it's exported into the United States of America. China has been exporting more illegal fentanyl than any other country in the world. Nearly 200,000 Americans died between 2018 and 2021 alone. The number one killer of people in this country under the age of 30 is fentanyl. How does this president not stand up to China? U.S. spy agencies also assessed in August, the New York Post reports, that the lab leak in Wuhan, China, was one of two, quote, plausible explanations for the pandemic. Biden refuses to talk about that. He regularly, by the way, misstates that the fentanyl death toll. He rarely mentions that it's sourced from China. Now, this event that Biden had on Thursday afternoon was also an example of just how out of touch with reality this president is. The president goes into the EOB, the old executive office building, which houses a set of literally a fake White House. There were a lot of reporters that were angry because they were informed at 1:04 that Biden would be speaking at 2 in the South Court Auditorium at the White House, adjacent to the Eisenhower Executive Office Building. That changed everything. Then a link was provided for journalists interested in attending the event. They're like, why are you doing this so last minute? Reporters were then told 45 minutes after their initial email to gather for those remarks at 1:50. White House aides didn't inform reporters of who was allowed to attend, so almost all reporters entered the venue and took their seats before the presidential podium. White House aides then asked journalists to check their emails to see if they were issued a credential to attend or not. And there are a lot of people that are like, wait, what's going on here? You guys are in this adjacent White House in the EOB. You guys have got these seats here. You give us 40 minutes, and now you're telling us that we're not allowed to be in here unless we're on a select list. Several journalists, by the way, including the Post, received emails at 1:52 p.m. after reporters were already gathered saying, due to space limitations, we're unable to accommodate your credential requests for the POTUS remarks. In other words, we give you no time to prepare, and we only let in our friendlies. Some reporters left the room when asked, but the Post reporter, by the way, pointed out about 24 empty theater-style seats as evidence that there was no space limitations, and a press aide finally gave in, and they stayed in the room. This is what they do in Russia, China, Venezuela, Cuba. The White House press corps, by the way, has pushed back on the Biden administration's mysterious pre-screening of reporters allowed into large presidential events. Those restrictions began during COVID-19 pandemic, but have lingered long after masking, testing, and social distancing rules have ended at the White House. This is a clear way of the Biden administration trying to shape the variety of questions presented to the president to only have those that are friendly to them in the room on their toughest days in office. Thank goodness the New York Post reporter refused to leave, even tweeting out a picture of empty seats. So if you just step back and you look at this entire disaster, and it is a disaster, a fiasco. Number one, you have a president that tries to do a last minute press conference about a huge news story that he has refused to talk about. Okay, that's number one. Number two, he then tries to not allow in reporters that he doesn't want to answer questions from. That doesn't work. But then they still kick some reporters out and other reporters refuse to leave. Then when he's asked a question by a reporter that is basically willing to overshout NBC News' Peter Alexander, they reward Peter Alexander, their friendly, with a one-on-one interview in his office after the fact. And the president refuses to answer the question about, is the reason why you can't stand up to China on all of these things, on fentanyl, on COVID-19, on these Chinese spy balloons, is the reason why you can't stand up to them because your family has made too much money, has made too much cash, and has too many business interests in China? Now, Kamala Harris also did a 911 emergency interview with NBC News. NBC News, of course, jumped all over this, right? And they were very excited about this. Kamala Harris did this 911 emergency interview because the president screwed up so bad yesterday, she needed to go out there and clean it up. Here's what she had to say about the balloon shot down.
But why shoot first when we didn't have a policy in place?
Well, let's be clear, first of all, as it relates to the Chinese balloon, we shot it down because it needed to be shot down because we were confident that it was used by China to spy on the American people.
I mean, they want you to give them extra credit because we shot it down because it needed to be shot down, but only after it was successfully gathering intel. That's their line. That's what they want you to believe. You know, well, let's be clear. We shot it down. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. It was a failure. It was successful. It did what it needed to do. It grabbed everything that it needed to grab.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Joe Biden and Kamala Harris keep saying, we shot it down. Democrats keep saying we shot it down. That's like saying, hey, I'm a good Samaritan because I call the cops after I robbed somebody, after I murdered somebody. The damage has already been done. You don't get extra credit for making a mistake by then saying, well, we did shoot it down after it was no longer a threat to us because the balloon was no longer a threat to us. Kristi Noem was on Hannity last night, and she had a very interesting thing to say about this spy balloon. Take a listen to her take, and it made me laugh because it's actually not far off from probably reality.
What the other three objects were that he ordered our military to shoot down with $400,000 Sidewinder missiles. Now, I don't know what's worse, or are they equally as bad? What are your thoughts?
All equally as bad. It's unbelievable to me they don't know what these objects are yet. Sean, let me tell you a story. I was standing upstairs in the governor's residence, actually in my closet, when one of my staffers came upstairs and said, "Governor, we need to talk to you downstairs about a national security issue that you need to be briefed on by your National Guard." They indicated to me that the Pentagon and Department of Defense had reached out to them, that they needed to be on alert because there was a foreign object in the sky over Montana that would be coming into South Dakota in the next 24 hours, and our assets might need to be utilized to take it down. Now, listen, Sean, this was 2 days before the rest of the country even knew that this object existed. And the Pentagon and the White House did not let me know as governor of South Dakota that my National Guard may be utilized, that my F-16s or my personnel that have expertise in recovery of these kind of objects might be tapped to come in and assist the United States. And they did not have any communication with me until the balloon had already crossed through South Dakota when was over the central United States. In fact, when you guys were reporting on Fox News that it was over Montana, that balloon had already crossed into the middle of the country. So this is the kind of deception that we have going on with our administration. This is what they've lied to the American people, covered it up. They've gone around governors and not communicated to us. And frankly, I believe they shot this balloon down over the water because they wanted to be able to decide what was on board that balloon. And if some of it was lost at sea, that they didn't want us to ever know about, that was an easy narrative that they could sell to us, that they could keep as much quiet as they felt they wanted to.
Kristi Noem there, and the way she described that, that was an easy narrative that they could sell to us, that they could keep us keep as much quiet as they felt they wanted to. I can't say that that's a crazy conspiracy theory. I can't say that that's wrong. Because based on what I've seen from this administration, that actually makes a hell of a lot of sense. Right? I mean, based on what we're witnessing from this administration, I get it. It is something that very much is a plausible explanation for what we are witnessing right now. Now, there's one other thing about Biden's press conference that you need to understand. They're just trying to mislead you on the facts. They keep saying that we shot this one down and we're going to protect the friendly skies. And yet they're not saying to China, stop it. The president refused to call out China. I'm going to play for you the press conference, okay? And I'm going to try not to interrupt because I think it's an important thing for you to hear. But I want you to hear it in the context of a president that is walking out there on stage. And this president does not say early on, in the middle, or at the end, anything about China don't screw with the United States of America. He doesn't say to China, knock it off. In fact, he says, China, we don't want to be your enemy, China. We want to actually get along with you. We want us to be have a friendly competition. Listen.
Good afternoon. Last week, in the immediate aftermath of the incursion by China's high-altitude balloon, our military, through the North American Aerospace Defense Command, so-called NORAD, closely scrutinized our airspace, including enhancing our radar to pick up more slow-moving objects above our country, around the world. In doing so, they tracked three unidentified objects, one in Alaska, Canada, and over Lake Huron in the Midwest. They acted in accordance with established parameters for determining how to deal with unidentified aerial objects in U.S. airspace. At their recommendation, I gave the order to take down these three objects due to hazards to civilian commercial air traffic and because we could not rule out the surveillance risk of sensitive facilities. We acted in consultation with the Canadian government. I spoke personally with Prime Minister Trudeau and from Canada on Saturday. And just as critically, we acted out of an abundance of caution and an opportunity that allowed us to take down these objects safely. Our military and the Canadian military are seeking to recover the debris so we can learn more about these three objects. Our intelligence community is still assessing all three incidences. They're reporting to me daily and will continue their urgent efforts to do so, and I will communicate that to the Congress. We don't yet know exactly what these three objects were, but nothing right now suggests they were related to China's spy balloon program or that they were surveillance vehicles from any other country. The intelligence community's current assessment is that these three objects were most likely balloons tied to private companies, recreation or research institutions studying weather or conducting other scientific research. When I came into office, I instructed our intelligence community to take a broad look at the phenomenon of unidentified aerial objects. We know that a range of entities, including countries, companies, and research organizations, operate objects at altitudes for purposes that are not nefarious, including legitimate scientific research. I want to be clear. We don't have any evidence that there has been a sudden increase in the number of objects in the sky. We're now just seeing more of them, partially because the steps we've taken to increase our radars, to narrow our radars.
Notice no warning yet to China. No warning to China, no opening statement to China. China, and he could have even said, I want to be clear to President Xi, and I will communicate this with him directly. He could start off by saying that. He could have said that. I want to be clear to President Xi, and I will state this to him directly, but to the Chinese government and their spies, make no mistake. You better cut this crap out. We don't want this to become an adversarial issue. We want to be able to be competitors and not this to become a military issue. But we will defend our skies and our airspace and do not do this and send another damn balloon. The president still, multiple minutes into this press conference, not said that. Keep listening. Listen for anything that warns China.
And we have to keep adapting our approach to delaying to dealing with these challenges. That's why I've directed my team to come back to me with sharper rules for how we will deal with these unidentified objects moving forward, distinguishing between those that are likely to pose safety and security risks that necessitate action and those that do not. But make no mistake, if any object presents a threat to the safety and security of the American people, I will take it down. I'll be sharing with Congress these classified policy parameters when they are completed, and they'll remain classified so we don't give our roadmap to our enemies to try to evade our defenses. Going forward, these parameters will guide what actions we'll take while responding to unmanned and unidentified aerial objects. We're going to keep adapting them as the challenges evolve, if it evolves. In addition, I've directed my national security advisor to lead a government-wide effort to make sure we are positioned to deal safely and effectively with the objects in our airspace. First, we will establish a better inventory of unmanned airborne objects in space above the United States airspace and make sure that inventory is accessible and up to date. Second, we'll implement further measures to improve our capacity to detect unmanned objects in our airspace. Third, we'll update the rules and regulations for launching and maintaining unmanned objects in the skies above the United States of America. And fourth, my Secretary of State will lead an effort to help establish a common global norms in this largely unregulated space. These steps will lead to safer and more secure skies for our air travelers, our military, our scientists, and for people on the ground as well. That's my job as your president, commander-in-chief. As the events of the previous days have shown, we'll always act to protect the interests of the American people and the security of the American people. Since I came to office, we've developed the ability to identify, track, and study high-altitude surveillance balloons connected with the Chinese military. When one of these high-altitude surveillance balloons entered our airspace over the continental United States earlier in the month, I gave the order to shoot it down as soon as it would be safe to do so. The military advised against shooting it down over land because of the sheer size of it. It was the size of multiple school buses and opposed a risk to people on the ground.
I'm just going to stop there. That's your president of the United States of America after a massive incursion into United States airspace by a Chinese spy balloon that was of the most intense new intelligence gathering technology, and no warning to China, don't do it again. Don't do it again. Nowhere did you hear that. Don't do it again. I'm going to keep covering this. I'm going to keep digging. I will not stop because everybody needs to know what's happening here, and it's putting our national security, I truly believe, at risk. All right, make sure you share our podcast with our family and friends. I'll see you back here tomorrow.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.